Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hi, I'm Paul F. Tompkins.
And I'm Nicole Parker.
On this podcast, we improvise in character using real posts from a popular neighborhood networking website.
Occasionally, we change the names of some streets.
And that's all you need to know. To support the show and unlock the ad-free archive, as well as exclusive monthly episodes of The Bonus Room, go to cbbworld.com and sign up for a Maximus membership.
And now, please enjoy this episode of
The Neighborhood Listen. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Your neighbor.
Good. In Dignity Falls, you're never alone. You've got the Neighbor Hap app and us.
Bert.
And Joan. From coyotes to mail theft to weird things to sell, we'll cover it all.
And meet new neighbors as well.
We'll chat about any posts you're missing. So just tune in
to the Neighborhood Listen. Welcome once again to The Neighborhood Listen.
Welcome once again. Here we are.
It feels like so long since we've done this, Joan.
Because it has been. It has been very long, darn near a year. I think just over a year.
No.
I think so.
That long?
Well, since we started our last season, I think so. I think it was last year.
That is unbelievable.
Is that wrong?
And of course we did, you know,
I thought we did a live show.
Babe?
Yeah,
we did do that, babe. We had a wonderful time at the Dynasty Typewriter. Am I saying that right?
Yeah. How would you think you would be saying
that? I was in LA. Everyone says everything crazy out here. La Cienega. What's that?
Yeah, we're still in LA, by the way.
We are.
Yeah, we're recording in a hotel room.
Well, because I wanted to stay for a little bit.
Yeah, it's nice because last time we got in and out, we took red eyes both ways.
We did. I don't know why we did that. Terrible choice. I had to get up to go to the airport at 4 a.m. It was awful.
Terrible.
We went to the Kenny Loggins after party because Doug had gone and found last time he was playing at the Hollywood Bowl and Doug ended up over there.
We decided to stay up all night. And so we went to the Kenny Loggins after party.
Burned it at the candle at two ends. And so this time I was just like, That's what my mom always used to say.
Isn't that so?
Yeah, she wouldn't say both ends.
Burning the candle at two ends.
There was just something more, there's something sort of more visceral about it, you know, that it's like at two separate ends, you know, it's like that's really how much you're pushing it.
But don't you feel like burning the candle at both ends implies a sort of a terrified urgency of like they're going to meet in the middle?
Oh, I never thought about it that way.
Because
there's
so much drama there. When you say two ends, one could be at a right angle.
Sure. What a candle that would be.
Well, I had a Catholic friend who told me about St. Blaise. There was this thing called St. Blaise Day. On his feast day, you know, the Catholics have these things called feast days.
I don't know these things. I'm Lutheran.
Well, good for you.
Thank you.
And so St. Blaise was the patron saint of throat ailments.
No.
And so on the feast day of St. Blaise, after mass, there would be a two-pronged candle that you would get up there, much like communion line, and the priest would bless your throat by putting the two prongs on either side of your neck.
Why are Catholics so weird? What is wrong with them?
They're a little strange.
Wait, while the candle was lit?
I don't know if you want to just yell out, why are Catholics so weird on a recording, but
I considered maybe not doing it, but it was really, really coming up from someplace deep inside me. Doug can always edit it out.
I guess that's true. Doug, is that true?
I always can, yeah.
And Doug, where are you?
Speaking of St. Blaise, that was his nickname in high school.
Your nickname was St. Blaise?
Remind me why again.
You were high all the time, babe.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, B-L-A-S-E, B-L-A-Z-E.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is it spelled B-L-A-I-S-E?
That's correct, yes.
Oh, boy.
So that's
sounds, now that sounds like a, you know, like a real rich kid's name. You know
it
what
does.
I mean?
It's so close to Blaine.
Blaze. Stop hitting her, Blaze. That's what I hear when I hear that name. That's all that Blaze is doing.
And what's Blaze's sister's name?
Oh, it's something like Uva.
So these are kids that go to private boarding schools.
Absolutely.
Across the ocean.
Listen, a name is a name. What's in a name? You know, it's like, I understand. Name your kids whatever you want. Sometimes it gets to be a little much for me. And also, can I even really
talk?
It's
their burden, not
yours.
Because
in the end, and I get it. I can't, it takes one to know one. I wanted my kids to have special fun names. That's why my daughter's named Jalliope and my twins are named Matt and,
Cumulus.
That's right. That's exactly right. And so, I mean, listen, believe me, it was not good when they tried to shorten it in school.
Right.
I really went awry there. I really didn't. I mean, I did him a disservice is
out,
what I
out
did.
Out loud, it's not so bad, but written, it's really terrible.
It's awful. It's just awful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm sorry. I apologize to all the Catholics. I apologize to all the Blazes. Saint or either.
Right.
Or other, I meant to say. Now, wait a minute. I really have to go back. Was the candle lit when it went on either side of your throat?
No, it was not. It was not. I don't even know why they bothered to make it a candle. I don't know.
That's very strange. Again, I don't want to. Now you have me self-conscious. I don't want to upset any religious
sect. Well, let me do it. Catholics are weird.
Well, now how come you can say it? Just because you were one?
No, I never was one.
Oh.
I never was one.
Oh, I got the sense that you were one.
Burn me a payday? I never was one.
Okay, got it. I just got the sense that you were.
My friend was, and he gave me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I have the pass.
I forget that when you say your friend, it means you're talking about your friend.
That's
right. Sometimes I don't know why. I think it means you're talking about yourself.
No. These are old friends of mine, people that I don't see anymore.
Oh, okay.
Of course, you know, I have a different circle that I run with now, gang.
You do, the gang pharmacy. From the pharmacy. Hey, yeah. How is the gang? Have you been doing any activities
we
lately?
We have been having a ball.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. I love when people say I've been having a ball. Are they referring to how fun it is to bounce a ball? Or a ball is in like Jane Austen times?
I
like,
always
well,
picture
now that's
them,
a ball.
I always picture them balancing on a ball.
Of course.
Kind of traveling down the street.
Now, why would that be fun? Like, that sounds like a nightmare.
Like a drawing of an elephant on a circus ball.
That's what Doug is.
By the way,
what Doug is picturing.
They never could have done that real life, right?
I'm sorry. They're doing it in the little engine that could or whatever the hell the book is where you're always seeing people at the circus and they've always got someone on a ball. That's not a thing.
Well, I mean, it could be a thing for other creatures, but not an elephant. Because that ball would have
to
be made of what in order to sustain
the... Titanium? I don't know.
Titanium.
It would have to just be solid round cement, I feel like.
Solid round cement. And then, they painted circus colors.
Of course.
Now, Doug, where are you? We're in this hotel room.
Oh, right.
And we don't know. You insisted on recording somewhere else in the hotel.
I'm in Fear Alley.
What's Fear Alley?
Oh,
it's just this little corridor, like near the stairs.
Oh, right. It's in the hotel.
Right, because what they're doing is, because they're already setting up for a Halloween haunt here in the hotel.
Absolutely.
They're doing one of those all-inclusive things where you like pay a certain amount and then like you get drinks and you get your drugs and then you go through.
You get drinks and then your drugs?
I say you get your drinks and your drugs. You got a wristband. You know,
that's
what the kids are doing all the time now.
Is it a different wristband for drinks and drugs?
Yes, it is. Okay. If it's color-coded.
Right.
And then, you know, they've got all these sorts of different like haunted rooms and themed rooms.
Yes.
And so...
But it's still a working hotel where people are staying.
Yes, it's just it's a cordoned off section. I think they even put like the yellow tape on to make it look all scary, you know. I personally hate these things.
That seems bad for business.
You'd think, but I think this culture's Halloween crazy now. Don't you think?
Do you really?
I think we've gone too far. I think we have gone too far. Listen, just the most basic, have you ever been to one of these spirit Halloween stores? I mean, really.
I have,
The first thing that greets you is like, it's like a fucking demon clown that is 20 feet tall. I'm sorry, but you know what? Babe, since
never
when are
you?
Never heard
you.
I'm scared. This
I'm
is why I'm
really fired up about this.
I think it's just the change in the weather. I'm out here on the West Coast. You know what I mean? I gotta drop a few F-bombs.
Like they do here.
See, I'm still me. I said F-bomb.
It's true that Dignity Falls, people in Dignity Falls don't swear that much.
They really don't. I mean, it is, you can say it's that sort of small town vibe, you know, where everyone's just sort of like, how are you? Good morning. It's a town where people say good morning, and that doesn't happen anymore.
Well, of course, it was also founded by people who were like too conservative to be Puritans.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes.
And they, so when they landed on Plymouth Rock, this group of people was like, we're not hanging around these heathens anymore.
Yes.
And they made their way in the other direction.
And yes, go on.
Towards Dignity Falls.
Towards Dignity Falls. And also, but that's what they named it. Of course, the idea is in the name, that it's just, it is supposed to be about dignity, and it is supposed to be about, a certain civility, I think. So I suppose I'm just letting my hair down.
Where do you think the falls comes in?
I don't know, since what's strange is for a long time, people couldn't even find find waterfalls in our town.
Yeah.
So people think it was initially, I mean, now we did find one, but it was named.
We did eventually find one. Yes. You know what? Frankly, it was disappointing.
It was. That's the thing. I mean, I think people call it, I think it's sort of probably too extravagant a name for it.
Yeah, it's a 4-foot high waterfall.
It is.
It's very, if you
it's actually just runoff from the really, water treatment plant.
Honestly, it really is. It's going over, it's coming out of a concrete pipe.
It is.
And I feel like they went a little out of their way to find a waterfall and call it that.
Yeah. Well, because people were like, why is it called Dignity Falls? Where's the falls? Yes. You're right. For a long time. Why? I don't know. Why do you think they did that? Because it sounds, maybe just because they knew people would come. Because that sounds, if it's Dignity Falls, I got to come see that landmark.
Yes.
You know, I got to come see that, what is it? That wonder of the world.
Yes. One of the wonders of the world is that 4-foot waterfall coming off the water.
They went way too far calling it a wonder of the world.
Closer to an aqueduct, to be perfectly honest.
Absolutely. Shout out to the ancient Romans.
Shout out to
ancient. You know, as a man, of course, I think about ancient Rome every day.
You know, you said that the other night, and is that really the equivalent to women thinking about Target, because that is how you use it.
Men think about the Roman Empire. Women think about Target.
Babe, I mean, this feels wildly reductive for both sides, but babe, do you think about the Roman Empire a lot? We already covered you don't like Target. For those of you who didn't listen, he doesn't like Target because he got his finger stuck in the very thick red shopping cart one day. Yes. And they had
it was in two of them.
Terrible.
It was in two. You were in two?
Hands in two separate shopping carts.
And it started with him yelling, look at me. And then I turned around and I think he had a plan to do something cool. And then it just. Wait,
when you say, look at me.
Yes.
Yeah.
When you say you had both hands stuck in two separate shopping carts, does that mean 4 carts total?
Oh, I didn't hear it that way.
Do I have 4 hands?
No, I don't think that's
so. I thought
made Doug question if he has 4 hands.
I thought each hand. He did ask himself, I have 4 hands? I meant, did you somehow get each hand stuck in 2 carts?
No, sorry. 1 cart per hand.
1 cart per hand.
That's right.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Edward Target hands. Oh. Something like that.
Edward Target hands.
I tried to make the best out of it and call myself that, but then I couldn't
for the hour that he was stuck. He really tried to get it to stick. Anyone walking by, he tried to, you know, make it easier. He made it for better for them, you know,
right,
like
exactly.
So they work for
it's just
Edward
me.
Target hands.
Edward Target hands.
And I suggested Edward Cart hands. He said, no, this is the way to go.
Yeah, right.
This is the way to go.
Right.
And so I think
because Edward Scissorhands wasn't Edward Hedge hands.
Or Edward Home Depot hands.
Right. Well, I don't think Home Depot figured into the story that we're
I guess hands. That's where you buy shears, though. That's what I was thinking of.
Oh,
you know?
I see.
Yes.
I see.
That's. Listen, I think we've gotten way too far off the mark here. But anyways, yes. I wanted to know if he thinks about the Roman Empire, babe. Do you think about it?
I do, yeah.
And what do you think when you think about it? Like just, those were the good old days for us men?
Yeah, I wonder where they went to the bathroom.
Of course you do.
Yes. Is that it? Well,
it was not unlike a Target bathroom, let me tell you. It's not like they've really come far.
Well, I heard that they use sort of squabs.
Small game hens?
Little birds.
You know, that is extravagant that they were... piping with a delicacy.
That's decadent.
Just decadent. Meat falling off the bone.
Oh, they were eating eyeballs because they were like, what is something you're not supposed to do?
Yes.
Let's eat the tongues of things.
Okay, so we've established Doug doesn't really think about the Roman Empire that much. He just thinks about how people went to the bathroom in the olden times, sure. I think.
Throughout history.
Because when you say it, Bernd, what do you mean when you think about the Roman Empire?
Oh, I just think of legions marching. I think of coins with Caesar's head upon them.
You did use the word phalanx the other day. And yes. And is that what that comes from?
I think about phalanxes of Roman soldiers. I think, of course, about Caesar going in the guise of a beggar to hear what people in the empire really thought of him.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought about doing that? Like coming into the pharmacy in a disguise so that you could hear what your employees think, what your colleagues think of you?
Ooh, that's terrifying.
Well, isn't that so scary? I always wonder about that. You know, we have cameras at the realty office, and sometimes that's why I never leave.
Why do you have cameras there?
Well, everyone has cameras everywhere. There's five cameras on you right now.
Ask and answered. Yeah, in this hotel room, there's five cameras on me?
That's why. Of course there are. We're in a hotel in LA, for God's sakes. There's cameras everywhere. But I got news for you. The other reason why
Tinseltown.
That's right, Tinseltown. Let me tell you, the reason why I put the cameras in is because I am still trying to see if I can get a reality show off the ground.
Mission accomplished there.
Off the ground and on the air is what I meant to say.
Right. And this would be the comings and goings in the realty office
of hot realtor summer company.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what it's.
We did
LLC.
We mentioned this came up between seasons, but Joan, you've started your own realty company.
Yes. Because listen, it started the last time we came out here I could see that they were basically realtors have turned into models. It's true. This was the last time I swore too. And I think that you got mad at me, but I was just like, you have to be, and pardon my French, but you have to be a fucking supermodel, be a realtor out here now. Right. And it's unbelievable. They have agents. They have crazy Instagram accounts. They're just all they're doing is exactly what I've been doing for years and years and years. And now all of a sudden they're famous for it. And so I just said, well, okay, I'm not going to complain. I'm going to sit and do my own thing. Right. And I'm going to start, you know, seeing if there's anything during the day, footage or whatnot, you know, what any fun moment to catch, you know, because there is a lot of drama in realty.
True. But you do have to, you know, the dirty secret of these reality shows is that, of course, they're heavily scripted in that they guide the stories and everything. So you do have to somehow fashion a storyline for the people in the office. And have you given any thought to that?
Yes. Listen, I am aware of that. Okay. I am an actress myself.
Okay, well, I didn't mean to be insulting.
I'm just letting you know that
please
I'm
don't
aware.
Swear again.
That's why I'm in Fear Alley.
Why do you think I'm in Fear Alley?
Why? Because somehow my words won't cut into you as much if you're out there. I did not know this bothered you so much. I mean, I'm sorry.
I needed a place to go when I'm scared. Right. Like I have at
Fear
home.
Alley. So you thought, that's a place for scared people.
Yeah. Yes.
Sure.
It's already been a lot being out here.
What have you seen? What's going on?
Well, I tried to get on the hotel internet.
Okay.
Oh, no, that's scary.
That sure is.
It said bad gateway.
Ooh.
Wow.
That's terrifying.
That is scary.
Bad gateway is a great name for a horror movie. Bad gateway.
And you know,
that could be a Rhubarb Caravan song.
Oh, yes, it could. Doug's band. I'll tell you what, though. Isn't that one of them? Isn't that frustrating that, I mean, I can't just come to a hotel and just have the internet for free. You're going to charge me for that, too. I mean, it just gets me.
I also think it's frustrating that we don't have the internet for free in our homes.
That's also
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
But
we're still paying for water?
Well, that's the world we live in, Bernd. That's
you
the
need
world
it
we
to live.
In.
Here's how much it costs. We have to pay for dentistry.
Oh, boy. That's for my eyeglasses. Favorite part. Yeah, for all of it.
Want to see? Here's how much it'll cost.
I thought you were asking me if I wanted to see your latest dental work.
Want to see? Check it out.
You're looking great, though.
Well, thank you.
You have wonderful teeth.
Thank you. Well, you know, I had all my old iron fillings replaced with the porcelain.
Yes.
So now you can't tell that I ever had so many cavities.
Yes. Back in the day, boy, that was what was so annoying about it. You could just tell who brushed and who didn't and who did a good job at childhood and who didn't.
And I had 26 cavities.
That's a lot.
It was just like, how
just
many
solid. Teeth?
It looked like a Scantron test in my mouth. Did I use that correctly?
Many people won't even know. But yes, it was called a Scantron. Where when you ran out of time, you just guessed.
Yeah, exactly.
Number two pencil.
Made a pattern.
Just made a pattern.
Number two pencil.
The number two pencil.
These are the things.
Were there any other number pencils?
You get 1 point for name.
Yes.
There were other pencils. I remember writing with a number three pencil.
Oh, my God.
And it's very, yes.
I don't remember
and
that.
It's a lighter and softer graphite, I suppose, than the number two.
Huh.
And it's kind of a disappointing experience. And you feel like, I'm not really writing with a pencil. Why do they bother me? Who are these for?
Scantrons hate it.
Scantrons hate it. That was the ad for number three pencils. Scantrons hate it. This is before, of course, the free figure, the internet ad of like, Scantrons hate it when you use this one trick. But they can't stop you.
Do they even use them anymore?
Who's using
it's
pencils
gotta just,
anymore?
No
Some
one.
Weirdo.
No one's. Scantrons. Any of it. I mean, it's weird to think about how everyone had to walk up and use a pencil sharpener. Oh, remember that?
That was a glorious time.
It was right. Oh, it was because all the girls' butts jiggled. Right. I know that was the whole thing.
Joan, we need to get back to jiggling.
What you must think of me. I meant when you got to go up to there. I wasn't thinking about leering at my classmates.
I have heard people talk about how that was the time. That was the time. Only time you saw anything. You just, ooh. What?
I'll ask you.
You're acting like I'm the one who did it. Don't be mad at me for reporting the truth.
I'll ask you off mic, who was it that said that?
I think you know.
Honestly, there's a few candidates.
Actually, now I can't quite remember where that came from. I feel like I might have just seen a meme about it, to be perfectly honest. That someone was
that
like, oh,
like a
when a girl walked up, and that's when you got to see.
I love any meme that starts with,
There was a little motion that your body did when I think that's what they were referring to.
No, I understood.
Well, right, but I don't know why you got to come at me like I'm the one who invented leering at women.
We were just surprised.
You got so mad at me.
I'm so
just
scared.
Surprised. I was just taken aback. That's all. I was not mad.
I just said the butts wiggled. I didn't sing WAP for you word by word.
Jeez, do you want to come in here? Bert?
I might have to move Join over. Me in Is there Fear room Alley. For one more in Fear Alley?
Well, I guess I have to apologize for letting my hair down. I will put my hair right back up into my Puritan braids. Good Lord.
All right. I have no idea how long have we been recording, Doug?
Is time the same in Fear Alley?
Oh, good question.
Mm-hmm.
It's been 21 minutes.
Okay.
Oh, that's All just right. about right.
I mean, what should we do? Should we take a break? Because we do have a guest.
Well, I did. Okay. But I did want to hear you answer whether or not you would. What would you try to find a way to see what your colleagues say about you? Would you ever, what do you think about
that? Well, you know, I mean, that fills me with dread because what if they don't actually like me?
I know.
And what if I'm the victim of one of these, you know, bets where it's like someone says, I bet you can't be friends with Burnt for a year.
Oh no, a year?
Yes.
Wow. Like a weird reverse. What is it? Those movies where the guy tricks the girl. What is it? Kate Hudson and Matthew McConaughey. What was that called?
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
That's right. That's the one. So that's what you're saying, but just among friends.
Well, I was
just
thinking more colleagues. Like
how to lose a colleague in 10 days.
What is it like? She's All That, where it's like it's going to take this mousy person to the prom on a bet.
Like let's just keep throwing out movie titles, like the Patrick Dempsey one, where she pretends to like a nerd, right? Remember
Patrick Dempsey one?
Oh, what was that one called? Babe, come on, you got to remember that one. Yeah, it's an old one.
It's the basis for many movies. For many movies. And I guess, does it go back to Shakespeare?
You're worried they were going to... Everything goes back to Shakespeare. Let me
so
tell you.
True.
It really does.
It really does.
There's only five ideas.
Except Avatar. Avatar was
you really
the only,
broke the mold on that
the
one.
Only original idea. Oh, I want to go back to that Avatar place so bad.
You do? Did you go see that second one, Bert?
Of course
know,
I did. The
oh,
Way of
I didn't
Water.
Know you loved it
oh,
so much.
I love the world of
so
Avatar.
So bad, he says.
Oh, I love it. I love what? that black light poster world. I wish I could live there. Be a Na'vi, be an Avatar myself.
You hardly like to go anywhere, but you oh, left your apartment the, for I a love, 3.5 hour IMAX oh, film.
To plug my hair into a space horse.
See, these are the sides of you I love finding out so about. Many, I would not have guessed.
So many just brilliant ideas in those films. And I can't wait for all of the next 10 sequels.
And lucky for you, they go on and on and
yes,
on forever and ever.
That you get your money's worth with
you
Avatar,
sure
let me tell you.
Do, and then some. Yes.
You don't leave an Avatar movie saying, well, that just, that was too short.
That was too quick.
Yes.
That's never been said.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's one legacy to have, you know?
Truly, mm-hmm. truly. And hats off to you, James Cameron.
All right.
All
right. Now we did it, right? We can take a
now
break.
We did it.
Now we did it.
Now we've killed enough time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, of course, this is The Neighborhood Listen, the show where we explore the neighborhood of Dignity Falls. And we are going to have a guest, one of our neighbors here, mm-hmm. In just a moment. And first, this ad. Oh, it's happening again.
Oh,
John,
no. He's floating above himself.
Floating above myself.
He's looking at himself talking.
I have
and
gotten away from the point
frozen.
Of what
he's
I was
thinking
saying.
About a horse. He's thinking about being plugged
oh,
into a horse.
Plug
a river
my
horse.
Hair into that horse.
Roman Empire,
so
Roman Empire, Roman Empire.
Oh, thank you. That worked. That worked. Thank you so much.
It's like the Kate Bush song in Stranger Things for you. That's what pulls you back.
Oh, I didn't understand.
We talked all about this. Remember, you watched one episode.
All right,
you said,
don't get mad at me, no, Joan.
It's just running up.
Now you're looking for an excuse because we got so mad at you. You're talking about.
I'm not looking for any excuse. You know, just because I raise my volume doesn't mean I'm angry. I just can't help. I project. I have a theater training. That's
so
all it
true.
Is.
That's
so
running true. Up that hill, not Roman Emp. That hill.
Oh, Doug.
I think in case you were confused.
Yeah, I love it. That's fantastic.
It up. That's good.
It's running up the hill. Roman up that hill.
Roman up.
If I only could make a deal with Mars. All right, Roman God. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will have a guest right here on
The Neighborhood Listen.
Oh, we did it at the same time.
Together. That was fun.
Hey, pipe down. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? All of them? Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. Look, we have one of these. We absolutely love it. We have gotten it as gifts for our families, separate families, me and my wife, not me and Nicole. I know, because it's we and we both host the show and you're thinking, oh, Paul and Nicole. No, me and my wife. We have separate lives. We're allowed to. Stop shipping us. Look, these frames are so great. Digital frames, remember how they used to suck so bad? You will not believe how good this frame is. It is absolutely terrific. We look at this thing every day. We're at home and it changes the photo. We look over like, oh my God, remember that time? You are able to put into this thing the best moments of your life and be reminded of them over and over again. It's absolutely wonderful. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is auraframes.com. Use code TNL at checkout to save. Terms and condition, you better believe they apply.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hi, this is Coco. Does anyone have a mustache that can meet up with me to see if it scares my dog? I just got a new rescue dog, and he got really scared when he saw this guy who had a mustache and was holding a bike. He started trembling and put his tail between his legs and almost ran into traffic. Wouldn't walk in the direction of the guy. Other than that incident, he has been completely relaxed, and he doesn't seem to be scared of other bikes or males. Wanted to see if it's maybe the mustache. If you have a mustache and are willing to meet up to help me see if that's the issue we need to address, please message me.
And welcome back to the Neighborhood Listen.
It always gets me. It just wakes you up, wakes you right up.
That's what I want to do, because I feel like the listeners might, they might fall asleep during the ads, or they might start, their mind starts drifting because they think, well, this ad doesn't apply to me.
Or like me, they were looking up the title of that movie, which is Can't Buy Me Love.
Can't Buy Me Love. That's what it was. And the idea was he was a dork, Patrick Dempsey.
Yes. And she was kind of like a mean girl, and she was going to just sort of pretend as if she was into him.
And he paid her or something.
Is that the same one? Darn it, now I'm going to have to look up something.
I don't know
again.
where the title comes into the... Was it a period?
Oh, Beatles? I see why you're asking. Right, it's a Beatles song, but he's wondering why...
The Beatles?
Who tried to buy the love?
All right.
It doesn't matter.
Well, it does not matter.
It really doesn't.
Now, look, if you're a longtime listener or a first-time listener, you get the explanation anyway. Mm-hmm. We here on The Neighborhood Listen, what we do is we scour the NeighborHap, which, of course, is the social networking platform for neighborhoods. And we go here to our NeighborHap here in Dignity Falls. We look for interesting people that we want to get to know our neighbors better.
That was great, Bernd. You stayed right in your body on that one.
Thank you. Boy, it was touch and go because I almost bailed out at the end.
Well, it was great. Good job.
And of course, people submit posts to us that we may have missed. This one comes to us by...
Oh, it's okay.
You know, I read the word... by.
I hate that.
Because it's submitted by.
Right.
And you don't say it comes to us by. You say it comes to us from.
That's right.
It was submitted by. Mm-hmm. May Wolf. Mm-hmm. May Wolf. Thank you. What a strong name. May Wolf.
It is.
Submitted this one. And we tracked down the person who posted it. This is a post from Susan. And Susan says, "What's up with the jogger on Old Elm giving everyone the finger? Last Saturday morning, my husband and I were driving on Old Elm near Dignity Park. A woman jogging on the sidewalk started very aggressively giving us the finger. We were kind of taken aback and wondered what we did to antagonize her. We weren't driving fast, and we weren't even in the lane closest to where she was running on the sidewalk. Then this afternoon, I saw the same woman running about 4:50 p.m. on the sidewalk outside Gerald Ford Subdivision. Once again, she was flipping off every single car that passed her in such a way that makes me think she has a lot of pent-up hostility. Anyone know what her deal is?" That was posted in general to anyone.
Yes.
And so Susan is just putting this out to the world. And so welcome to the
Susan,
Neighborhood
hello.
Listen.
Hello. Hello.
Susan.
That's, Susan?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
No, but I was welcoming her.
Oh.
And then you cut right to the chase and said, welcome, Susan. And I was giving the name of the show, which admittedly I did not have to do.
Oh, you were welcoming her
welcome
to the neighborhood.
Listen. Susan, I'm so sorry.
No, hey, well, thank you so much for having me. I so appreciate it. It's been a long day.
Okay, oh, Susan, what? So you have seen this person giving the finger, not just to you and the person that you were, was it your husband, did you say?
My husband.
Yes.
DeMarco.
Okay.
Of the salon.
DeMarco.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely.
Tom DeMarco. Yes, that's my husband.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Newly married.
Yes. Oh,
congratulations.
Wow. I'm almost blinded by that rock.
Well, I appreciate it.
That's why the shop was closed for a couple weeks.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
so
right.
If you had a hair appointment, he's got a new do on his head, and that's me.
I get that.
it's salon humor. If you came around, you'd understand if you were around the salon.
Salon humor is very elevated, I've heard.
It is.
Yeah.
So we tell lots of jokes when we're in the salon, the sort of things like that. So
do you work in the salon as well?
Well, I hang. Oh, so that's sort of my thing now. Nice. I'm a local fixture.
You're a salon groupie. Like
well, you know, oh, we don't say that. Oh, we don't say that.
Saying,
actually.
Of course, in the community, the Dignity Falls community, the salon is the place where everyone hangs out and where the news is discussed, gossip, yes, and so yes. forth. Everyone's just hanging out of the salon.
And I say, I hang like hair, right? I hang like some loose hair on the ground. Sweep me up, baby. That's what I say to him every night. I say, baby, sweep me up. Wow. And so we sort of hang, and it's just nice being around family. You know what I mean?
Sure.
During the day.
Sure. Absolutely.
I feel like I've been lonely for so long.
Why is that?
I've been so alone. My last husband died. So it was
it's okay.
It's been a while.
Sorry.
So now I am moving on into the salon. Which
How
has
did
been
you
nice.
Meet your husband? How did you start hanging in the salon? Oh, your current
Oh, sure.
DeMarco.
DeMarco, Con DeMarco. Well, his first name is Con. The last name is
Con.
DeMarco.
Con
DeMarco.
Spelled like France.
But everyone just calls him DeMarco because he is a Con. He's a master.
Oh, is in the festival? His name is Con is in the festival.
Well, the festival is Con, as in the festival is like Con DeMarco is how we sort of mention it in the salon.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, it's we met in a really interesting way. What was that?
Doug was just trying on a little French accent.
Salon.
I see. Well, my husband is from France, so we sort of take... that pretty seriously.
Oh, sure.
Oh,
yeah. Con DeMarco. He's from France.
He's from France.
And of course, the name of the salon is Waves and Cowlicks.
Yeah, Waves and Cowlicks.
Yeah.
Why'd you say it like that?
No, I'm letting people know in case they're not familiar.
Okay.
Yeah, because people outside of Dignity Falls, we have like at least we found out 40 listeners from outside Dignity Falls
yes.
who listen to the show.
Well, that's incredible, the reach. And so... And, you know, listen, it's just stiff competition for haircutteries, salons.
Oh.
It's
oh.
a stiff competition for salons.
Careful, Burnt. Careful.
What was
I was trying it on
myself. She takes that very seriously. I'm not sure you hit it.
I wanted to see. No shade on that, but I did want to see if I could improve on the pronunciation. Salon.
Salon.
Everyone knows that it's salon.
Salon. Is that correct?
Okay. Well, I feel like we're maybe getting away from the point. Maybe just stay away from doing a
salon.
Oh, now I can't stop doing it.
Immediately.
God help.
You know, there's a lot that goes into it. And I don't feel like I personally can be the judge of the accents because it's not my accent to judge.
And, Susan, are you French at all?
Me?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Born and raised.
Born and raised. Okay, so then how come you don't have an accent?
You have no accent to speak of.
Strict training.
Wow.
I moved here 3.5 years ago after my husband passed away.
Okay, so he was French as well?
No.
Oh.
Where was he from?
Yeah. He was from, do you know Sheboygan?
Wisconsin?
Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Yes. He was from Sheboygan. Okay. He moved to France and then unfortunately did pass away.
What moved him to France? What brought him to France?
Business and pleasure.
Oh, well. France is good at both of them. What were you already there?
Yes. Well, yeah, I was born and raised there. So
Christ, you met me. Established you.
I was in the army.
We established this seconds ago. Or you were in the army.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
The French army. Now, in France, the army is not compulsory for men, but it is for women.
It's for women, yes. So I was doing my, as we call it, civic duty. Right. I don't know what they'd call it over here. So I was sort of doing that, running a small... So I we call it...
Mm-hmm. No, I just thought that... thought had ended
it
and
did
I
seem like it
wanted
ended.
To know what the just small thing small. Was but you yes. just running a small
I'm sorry sometimes my French accent slips back in so that might have been
I don't know if that was it but okay
that might have been the issue uh-huh. Sometimes I have trouble with the language barrier
it doesn't show, it's not apparent
sometimes I feel like nobody is understanding what I'm saying
you're coming through loud and clear.
Well, hey, I appreciate that. And if at any point you have any issues with sort of like the way I phrase things or words that I'm using, please let me know. And I'm happy.
Je comprends.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I was just saying I understand. Joan, why would you do it? I was using the actual language. You know, I was saying.
I feel like that's worse. I understand.
Is it?
You thought that was French?
No. Oh. Oh. Wow. I did.
Boy.
What was that?
I knew Sheboygan. That was going to be a word that
who
Doug
is this
found
man?
Funny.
That is Doug.
The
he's
sound you hear is the voice of my husband.
You two are on video. I'm just hearing a voice sort of in the... Am I here?
You are here.
Yes, you are.
Yes, we're all here in the hotel together.
But you can't see Doug because he's in a different spot. He normally records at home in a different room.
Yes.
Yeah, you're connected wirelessly.
Hard to explain. I understand. Can I say something? Thank you so much for flying me out.
Of course. Absolutely.
I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
When you emailed me yesterday and said, can you be on the podcast? Yes. I said, okay, assuming maybe I was going to be coming around to one of your houses.
Yes.
And then I got a business class ticket.
Yes. And you know what? We might have dug into our budget just a little bit too much for that because we didn't mean to be here an extra day. But then, I am sorry. I said, let's stay another day. And I totally forgot that we had a guest. And so we said, how soon can you get here? And we will fly you business class. And
absolutely.
And now this is not podcast, the way I recommend things to be done.
Oh no, the podcast coffers are dwindling.
Oh, I see. Well, then maybe now is a bad time to mention you did put your credit card on file with the airline. And so I was ordering snacks.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh. Thank you. Wow. Thanks for letting me know.
Well, I just didn't realize. Well, because like, I offered to put my card and they said, there's a card on file. Do you want to use that? And I thought it'd be rude not to.
So. You were ordering snacks on the plane?
Well, I had a couple of snacks on the plane.
But it's business class.
They're not free.
Yeah.
No. It was my first time in business class. They said, they're free. And I said, charge it. I said, honey, you're working hard.
You
charge
insisted
it.
On wow.
They said, it's free. Oh. And I said,
usually everyone tries to consume all the free things they possibly can.
Absolutely.
But you just went the extra mile.
Well, now that I spend enough time in the salon, I realize how hard people in positions of service are working. And so I said, please charge it to the card, no matter what it takes, and tip yourself. Tip yourself something nice.
Wow.
Nice
I
and
am
fancy.
Very afraid to get this bill next month. Well, anyhow.
Well, you let me know what I can do.
I'll see.
You let me know how I can help with that.
I'll let you know how many francs it cost me. I'll do the conversion.
John,
how about that? I didn't use an accent.
I didn't use an accent.
I was just like trying to relate to her on her level of monetary.
I think it's euros. Now.
What?
Hmm? I think it's euros.
Oh yeah, you're right.
We do spend
it.
You're right.
Thank you.
I haven't
a good note, Doug.
I haven't really dealt in sort of like hard cash in a while. So
sure,
right. That's sort of where we put things on card.
Yes, move towards a cashless society.
Yeah, sure. Yes. Which
you got one of those
of people
cute little iPads. You just swivel around, and then you just go doot doot doot, and then you just stick your card in, and then you
do that. Do you go doot doot doot?
Yeah.
Like
do you not
to.
Go doot doot doot?
I do. Yeah.
Okay, I love the doot doot doot.
I thought that was sort of a universal thing that we were all doing.
Good. Well, it's good to know that at least we in this room are. Doug, do you doot doot doot?
Every time.
I think you'd be the happiest to do it.
Oh, I can see Doug nice. Really enjoying
right,
going
really getting it.
I don't really feel like I've spent the money unless I do that. Because since I stopped using cash, I have to have something that makes me feel like I'm actually spending money.
Exactly.
Otherwise, I feel like it's fake money.
Exactly.
That makes so much sense. And you certainly made sure you were spending money on that plane. Well, let's get back
rude
to this
not
jogger.
To.
I understand. It's your culture to not be rude.
Why would you think it was my culture to not be rude? Why did you say it like that?
Oh, nothing.
Do we have a problem?
Oh, we don't. Oh my goodness, no. Oh my goodness, no.
No problem.
We do not
we have
a problem.
No problems
There's no
here.
Problems.
No, we're thrilled to have you
well,
here.
Well, you know what? We
well,
do have a problem. And
here.
You know what this problem is this jogger
yes.
that keeps flipping you off. Now tell
yes.
us about that.
Yes.
Me and Conda Marco are driving in my 2014 RAV4 on, what street were we on?
Oh, Elm.
We were on Elm.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Old Elm.
We were So we're driving in my RAV4
the
down
opposite
Old Elm.
Side of the city.
Mm-hmm. Well, sure. And we're driving and the jogger the jogger is on the street and then all of a sudden, ha, bird. Do you see what I'm doing?
Yes, I do.
Yes, she's extending her middle finger.
Yes.
Ha ha.
Yes.
Laughing at us.
Oh, and laughing.
Laughing.
Oh, you didn't mention that.
So yeah, pointing to us.
Pointing.
Going, you. And then we sort of went, us. And they went, yeah. And then she did the roll down your window
right.
sign. And we went, us. And she went, yes, you. And so we rolled down our window and we go, are you okay? She goes, yeah, stop the car for a second.
What?
Oh,
we stop the car and we go, do you need help? And she goes, yeah, I need help. I need to find a place to put this. And then flips us off.
She had like
she
a little batter that she
up.
Did.
Wow.
I would argue it
goodness.
Was a bit.
It sounds like a bit.
It was almost like
yes.
a bit. And then we were like, okay, maybe this is just like a funny thing that teenagers do.
And was this person a teenager?
No, at least 43.
Okay. That's a specific number to arrive at.
At least 43. Okay. And I could tell because she was wearing a t-shirt that said, I love,
I love
class. She wrote, I love class of 1997.
Wait, the teacher said, I love class of 97.
I love class of 97. Been there, done that. And so I assume that she must be at least 43 years old.
Right. Speaking of which, you know, we talked about t-shirts recently, front back t-shirts, you know, telling a story. And I would almost have put been there, done that on the back.
Well, it's funny that you say would have put it on the back because she could, there would have been no
would have put it, could have, should have.
Okay. Now that was funny. And that was in your own accent. Do you see that was a part of your culture? And so I think that that was wonderful. And maybe continue to follow that impulse,
but
right?
But wait, Susan, what did you think should be on the back?
Well, no, it was full of writing on the back. There would have been no room. So I
like a concert t-shirt. I love like tour dates.
Well, you would have thought, but no, absolutely not.
In that style is what I'm saying.
Well,
lots of tiny lettering.
Lots of tiny lettering in the back, exactly like that. If you've ever been to a competition, maybe volleyball or martial arts of some kind, where they sort of put everybody's last name on the back of the t-shirt, it was like that. But instead of last name, it was full sentences.
Oh, is it that kind of thing that you know, in the back of a yearbook, you just list a bunch of in jokes with only like three people that are going to get it. You know, it's just a paragraph of nonstop stuff.
If
like,
you're on the yearbook
The peanut
committee.
Did what? And like, soul searching.
Is this an American thing?
And like, Taco Bell forever. You know what I mean? It's just a bunch of in jokes.
The peanut did what?
I feel...
Soul searching. Taco Bell forever.
I feel like I have to ask, what was your yearbook quote?
Oh, I mean, I didn't really have one except for it's. I was like, you know, most likely to succeed. You know, it was me and what's his name? His name was Bill Roblicky. And he was most likely to succeed, too, because he was really funny. We all thought he was going to be a stand up.
Was he?
Oh, no, definitely. He somebody's chemistry a stand up, most likely to succeed.
He teaches chemistry at the high school.
Okay. Okay.
But, and so underneath, mine was just Broadway, here I come, you know.
Oh, that's lovely. And did it come?
Well, you know, I did go to Broadway.
Did you?
And saw many shows.
Oh, I see. Well, how fun is that?
It is fun.
It was real fun. It was fun.
Were you there also?
No, we did not go to high school together.
Oh, I see.
That's right. Yeah. Again, remember where you went?
I went to that. It used to be a military school.
Oh, yes.
And then it wasn't anymore. It was just a public school.
Right.
But it still was called George S. Patton Military Academy. And then they just took the word academy off of there. So then it just said George S. Patton Military. And then they painted the word school where the word academy used to be. You could still see the outline of academy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we didn't have senior quotes either.
No. But you didn't even have a football team.
We did not have a football team.
Oh,
no.
That's brutal.
Yeah. It was brutal.
It really was.
It was brutal.
We had the best football team in all of France at my high school.
In all of France?
Yeah.
Really? And they played American football, not soccer.
Yeah. And I was a varsity cheerleader.
Wow.
High school in France. Yeah.
Wow. So what were some of the cheers that you would do?
Well, so sort of the translation would be, and this is really rough.
Yeah, don't give us the original French.
So our cheers would sort of be like, defense, let's go, let's win, defense. So it would be stuff like that, which I don't know if that translates the same way. It's probably quite different from what you guys have over
let's
here.
Go, let's win.
Defense, points, let's go, let's win, defense.
Oh, not yet. And points? Points was in there. Defense. Points, let's go. Let's win. Defense.
Points, let's go. Let's win.
I think it's very bouncy.
I really want to nail this. Defense. Points, let's go. Let's win.
That's it.
Oh, it's so
did
close.
Did I get it?
That's not quite it.
Shoot.
It was so close. It was defense. We got him. Points, let's go. Let's win.
Wait a minute. No.
She's adding.
These words were not there before.
I think
they were not.
Listen, I don't say this lightly. I think you guys are crazy. If I may.
Now, I think that's the first time we have gotten that bird.
Now, can I ask?
I think it is.
And calls us crazy.
Can I ask really quick? So when did you two meet and then fall in love? Because you two are married.
No,
right?
We are not married. Joan, we are just friends.
Because the chemistry. 48 hours.
I'm so sorry. The chemistry.
Never happened before.
Oh, boy.
But Joan is married to Doug, the voice you're hearing from Fear Alley.
Happily married to the voice in Fear Alley.
We call him the voice of Fear Alley.
I like that.
It's not bad.
It makes
bad.
Me less scared.
It's not bad.
It's pretty good.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Well, glad, Doug.
Warming
we
up.
We want you to be less scared.
Well,
warm it up.
That is wonderful. And if you're happy, I'm happy for you.
Well, thank you.
Because now that I sort of know... Now that I sort of know true love with Con DeMarco, it really has sort of changed my perspective on things.
Well, you see love everywhere you go.
Yeah, well, you're not going to believe this. I wasn't always the nicest person.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
So okay. I feel like I have changed my perspective on the people around me recently.
Even since your first husband?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. See, my first husband, I'm not afraid to say I married for the money.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are afraid to say that, and I'm not.
How did he die?
Tragic boating accident.
Uh-huh. Oh, no. Uh-huh. Not even a happy one.
No, interesting. Really. Tragic boating accident.
No. What? Yeah, it was really sad. Do you mind telling us with the details?
Oh, yeah. It was horrible. It drowned.
Drowned, so he got knocked off the
boat. Drowned
on the boat.
Yeah. And it wasn't sinking?
It wasn't sinking, and they couldn't figure out where the water came from.
Oh, it's like a locked door mystery.
So there was like a cabin filled with water, or what?
Like an Agatha Christie.
Yeah, yeah.
They couldn't figure out where the water
came
from.
Well, I solved it. Ice block.
Ice block.
Yeah.
Oh.
And when they got to the hospital, it was tough because nobody could operate because his mom was the doctor.
Wait, okay. So they couldn't figure out where the... Okay, so somehow there was an ice block. It melted and he drowned in it?
It melted and he
usually
drowned
it's
on
someone
it.
Who was
he drowned on it.
What they can assume is that he fell face down on the ice block.
So he drowned. <It's> like, he drowned.
In his mouth and then he drowned on
sure.
it.
Sure. He drowned right, on right. it. They rushed him to the hospital from the boat. Then it turns out he still had a chance. But then his mother surgeon she could not operate
well,
on.
Well, and that really, you know, I'll say it and I'll say it again, that universal healthcare, terrible, because there would have been another doctor there, but it was
right.
only one and it
that's
was his
right.
mom.
Oh, yeah.
And he died.
Wow. Ooh. Well, that's a big statement to get into. You know, but that is tragic for sure. It's mysterious.
Yeah.
I don't know if I call it a boat. Well,
I know.
I don't want to get into that.
Did they ever, was there any foul play suspected?
Never. Not for
that.
Me
that was a quick, answer.
I never suspected.
Never.
I never suspected foul play. Not even one.
And no one else did either.
But what I'm asking is for the authorities.
Okay. They came and they interviewed me and don't worry about it. I don't even think.
You said, don't worry,
murdered.
There's no foul play. Never crossed my mind.
I don't
never
think
crossed
the question
my mind.
Ever is for someone who married for money and then their spouse is deceased. Was there foul play suspected? I don't know if you asked them first.
And this might just be a difference between French detective work
sure,
and English detective
absolutely.
Work. And what I'll say is I pride myself in being somewhat of an expert because I learned how to speak English for the most part watching CSI Miami. So I really do feel like I have a strong grasp on what is murder and what is not
you
murder.
You do talk a lot like, wow, what is that guy?
David Caruso.
Oh, is that... Is that how it's pronounced?
The Italian actor, David Caruso.
Did not
and
know
now that.
That
was a spot on Italian
thank
accent.
You,
that was pretty
much.
Oh,
perfect.
Wow. Well done, Bernd.
Thank you. Well, I love those spaghetti westerns.
Yes.
But
yes.
I put the sound, I make the sound to be the original Italian.
Oh, how fun. Oh,
it is fun.
Horatio Caine.
Horatio Caine. Oh, that was the name of the character that David Caruso played.
Yes.
Oh, very good.
Also,
I know that
listeners will...
That was
will,
the name?
Yes.
Good Lord.
Listeners will think...
He was so cool.
He was
so
very
cool.
Cool.
Sunglasses.
He put sunglasses on.
The sunglasses.
He would make a little quip.
Did he go to Las Vegas? Is that like, who I'm thinking of?
There might have been like a crossover.
Okay.
Because the original CSI was in Las Vegas.
Right.
Yes.
Gosh, and if anyone can remember back
spin-offs.
That far. The spinoffs. Dear God.
Where did Ice-T go? Was that in Miami?
Law and Order.
Law and Order.
Ice-T went to Law and Order.
Right.
And that was set in New York City.
Right.
Yes. And he was part of a squad that covered crimes that were particularly heinous.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That's what they say in
CSI.
Or especially heinous.
Mm-hmm.
CSI,
I can't remember
Law
which
and
one
order.
It is.
It's probably not particularly, because why would you put that in a voiceover? It's hard to say.
That is hard to say. Can I go again? Yep, go again.
We should get rid of that particularly. particularly.
Just get rid of the word in general. Particularly.
Sure, well, in French, there is no word for particularly, so I never say it.
What do you say instead?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Is that right? No. Particularly, particularly.
What do you think particularly means? Let's start there.
On occasion?
Nope.
Well, so this is maybe just one of...
Particularly means especially.
Right. But wouldn't particularly, if you're like, oh, well, I'm coming over particularly for a birthday.
I'm not sure that should know words.
What is I'm coming home sometime for a birthday.
Yeah, particularly I come over for a birthday. I'm coming over to your house. You're gardening, but I'm particularly coming over for a birthday.
I'm scratching my head to figure out this situation.
I'm starting to lose a grip on what particularly means in real time. Oh, I gotta be honest.
Me both, Joan.
I'm starting to wonder.
Whose birthday?
I'm questioning everything.
May I say something?
Please.
This woman then proceeds...
Oh, the jogger. That's right.
This woman, we then, so she's having the time of her life sort of mocking us and making a mockery.
And she's clearly a graduate. Let's go back. A clearly graduate of 97. And 97 wasn't my year.
Or she has access to a shirt from
class of 97.
It might not be her.
Well, and so as I sort of said, I have a background in detective work. And so we decided.
I don't think you did say that at all. Not even particularly.
So let me just recap. Yes. I learned English watching.
Sorry.
I did not make the leap. I did not infer.
I have a background in detective work.
Right.
Okay.
So I decide we're going to get on the case here. Okay. This is a crime against me and my new husband, DeMarco.
Right.
Unlike the non-crime that happened to my ex-husband.
It was a non-crime.
Right.
On the boat. Uh-huh. So we decide we're gonna do a little stakeout. We're going to figure this out. Mm-hmm. So at first I frantically, you know, we watch her. We watch her then proceed to
So you followed her?
Followed
her.
Is it really following if somebody's wronged you?
What a weird, it feels like a, what is it? A straw man argument's not the right word, but it feels like a legal trick, what she just did to me.
Is it begging?
It's like saying,
see, this
did
is
it. Did your wife hate it when you hit her? It feels like one of those.
Did your wife hate it when you hit her?
How do you answer that question is what I'm saying.
Entrapment.
That's right.
Is it murder if no one was there to watch? You know, it's who knows? So. I 1000% agree. So we follow her consensually, of course.
That's possible.
Well, is it consensual?
No, it's not.
Did you ask her, may we follow you?
Couldn't have.
Oh, you did?
Explicitly. What we said was, we're going to get you back for this. She jogs off and we follow her.
That's not. Particularly.
Consensual.
Mm-hmm. I see.
I'm going to high five that.
And so maybe this is just
I now
a
know
thing
what
where
it means again.
And now I'm happy to know this because this is a thing where I think in French we just don't have... the words for this.
Or don't care.
That might be another thing.
Sure.
And so it's one of the things where we then followed her.
Okay. So you followed her.
We watch her do this to several other people.
Just a quick pause to say that I know listeners will want to have this acknowledged. Yes, I did hear Doug say Poirot earlier.
Okay. Did you say Poirot?
Thank you so much.
How do you say it?
Yeah.
Listeners will want that.
I know
someone
people will be
that.
Thinking no one heard Doug say Poirot, but I did hear it. It was a little while ago now, but mm-hmm. I did hear it.
Which one? The David Attenborough one or the new ones? No.
David Attenborough.
Yeah, in France, David Attenborough played Poirot.
Really? So they got a French actor to play him for British television. And then they got David Attenborough. Not really an actor, but they had him play Poirot for French
television. Well, Poirot's very, very different in France.
Oh, is that so? Oh.
Yes. It's sort of an omnipotent David Attenborough.
An impotent David Attenborough.
An omnipotent.
Omnipotent. Attenborough.
Listen, this might be my chance to sort of do my accent for you because I think it might be just tricky for a French person.
Please.
You're going for omnipotent, right? Is that where we're going for?
Omnipotent.
There it
omnipotent.
Is.
Omnipotent. Yes, you've omnipotent. Nailed it.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Crushed it.
Okay, great. So omnipotent David Attenborough is... peeping on animals and sort of describing what they're doing. That's our version of...
Oh, wait.
Poirot in France.
Okay, that's kind of what he does all the time.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. I never thought
then why
of it
do they
as,
call it Poirot in France?
I do not know. I can't
Couldn't
tell
help you.
You
there.
Okay, well, that's interesting. And that feels like a mystery for
what,
all of
what
us
What does the word Poirot mean in English? Nature?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go.
That's it.
There you go.
Yeah, so that's right. It.
Nature. I never thought of him as peeping on animals, but I guess
I know,
that is
but
what
now
it
really, I mean, you think about it, he is speaking in a hushed tone.
He's spying on them.
God, and sometimes they're doing it.
Yes.
And he's just sitting there in the reeds.
A real perv.
Do not get mad at me again. I'm allowed to say doing it. That is hardly
That's hardly racy.
I can tell you're looking at me, even though I'm in a different...
I am looking at you. It's like you are right here. I know what your face is
doing. Joan is looking through the floor, through the carpeting of the hotel room.
Quick question.
Knows exactly where
it is. If I grab stuff out of the mini bar here, is that going to charge to somebody's card? Is that going to charge back to your card?
It will absolutely, please don't. Yes.
Well, when you took the break earlier, you guys were doing... And it was so funny when I was... Because I was sort of... Poirot-ing David Attenborough.
Is that how you say it?
You guys.
Poirot?
Poirot? Is that how you say it? Poirot?
Just let it go, babe. She doesn't really like it.
Well, that's what it is in France. That's how we say it in France. So however you guys say it in the U.S., I'm embarrassed. Well, no, it's all right. Don't be embarrassed.
Okay, I've been saying Poirot.
Yeah. Could you please?
Yeah, that would be incorrect. Where I'm from in France.
I'm concerned about the story you're about to tell. So while we were doing what now?
Well, you were doing such funny bits. And I was laughing my little butt off. I was going to say ass. Then I said, I can't say that.
They'll climb down your throat for that. You will be in so much trouble for saying the word ass these two.
You guys locked me in the bathroom while you were doing that, and I got thirsty. And so
we locked you in the bathroom.
No, I did it on purpose.
Why?
The waiting room.
How can it lock on the outside?
It doesn't. He opened the door, locked it on the inside, and then closed it.
So then, you weren't really locked in the bathroom.
It was a little brain teaser.
The door was locked in the bathroom, and I respected the fact that you locked it. I knew what you meant.
Since when do we do a break?
Well,
we've never done this before.
This comes into play immediately because I did sort of sneak myself out, and I was listening to you guys do your bits and your banter, and it was really making me laugh.
I just keep feeling like she doesn't really mean that when she says that.
No, I do. I genuinely do.
I don't know if we were trying to be funny.
No. Well,
you can't try to be funny. Well, you just simply can't.
It was the repartee, and it was really making me laugh. It was the repartee you two were doing, and it was really making me giggle. And so what I did is I went and I grabbed two of the Evians that were on the counter.
Oh, no, two!
Those are the most expensive things!
Oh, my God. And they put them out
on the... Oh, it's like $26!
Here, they trick you. They put them out on the counter, a little thing, and they think like, oh, this is for me.
Yes.
And then it's like, it costs money.
Yeah, they put like a little tag on it that almost looks like, oh, is this a little welcome
thing? Exactly.
No, telling you how much it is.
Yeah, well, I read it, and it said $7 per bottle. And one of them, I will say, I got scared.
Oh, at least it wasn't $26.
Well, I got scared, and what I did is I did go ahead and there was Hennessy in there. And so I did grab that also.
Why
did you even bother mentioning the water?
The water was visible. And I
appreciate your honesty.
Upset.
I just,
and so again, if there's any way I can get you back for that, you just let me know.
Are you a little inebriated right now?
No, I poured it in the toilet.
Why did you do that?
Because I got scared.
It's literally throwing away money.
Well, here's what I'll say is I did clog up the toilet a little bit, and it wasn't
with Hennessy. Oh, I see.
And so I took off the tank lid. I poured both of the bottles.
The tank lid.
And I poured both of the water in the tank lid.
Well, I just thought everything is sweeter in French. A tank lid.
Again, the accent is starting to get a little bit offensive.
Now that wasn't too bad. So, I didn't think.
What I'll say is I did pour. I poured both of those, and that wasn't enough. And so then I went back out and I grabbed the Hennessy and I poured that in, and then it did flush.
So I'm sorry. Right. Are you saying you used Hennessy to unclog a toilet?
Well, I didn't know.
I'm curious because that happens all the time at my house. So if this is some hack,
there you go.
Some toilet hack, I want to know.
Oh, sure.
Hint from Heloise. Huh? Do you remember that from the newspaper?
I do.
I think she's reacting to your accent, but
it's not like I said, in from French, out away.
Remind me, because I did just...
We are in a hotel. Is she the one that lived in the hotel?
No, it was Eloise, not Heloise.
I know.
Okay. Oh, my word.
Listen, it's starting to feel a little bit tough, and I can't help but feel that this is my fault. So what I'll say is we did stalk this poor jogger for a little bit.
Oh, okay, the jogger.
Okay, fine, let's get back to
the jogger. We did stalk this poor jogger for a little bit, and we know she's poor because... we watched her in Gelson's, and is there
Gelson's? Wow, I find Gelson's pretty pricey. Yes. How could you go if you were poor?
Well,
they're not going to last in Dignity Falls, Gelson's.
She went.
I hope not.
Do you not think?
Too much seaweed.
Too much seaweed on the Olive Bar. Have you noticed that they cut it up and they've got lots of little seaweed pieces in the
And I don't, to be honest, I don't like just the smell of olives sometimes. All those different olives. I like the taste of them, not the smell of them. No, thank you.
Well, I don't like olives at all. And I can't believe
some.
They waste time by making a whole olive bar.
I also don't like olives. And the fact that people put juice of olives and stuff. Ugh. Doesn't make any sense to me.
But you know what, though? I do love olive oil. We don't have time
for this. That is different. So she went into Gelson's, but what? She couldn't buy anything? That's how you knew she was poor?
To the Olive Bar.
Okay.
Went got it weighed at the counter where they sort of weigh it and they put the sticker on it. And then saw the price of it and then went and poured a couple of olives out and then went back to the bar and they put
it on. I would pour the juice out. I would pour the oil out because I would think that would weigh more than the olives.
And that
would
have been smart, but she...
Snart.
It would have been smart, but she...
That's a fun word. Sorry, I just really like it. Like if you're being a real smart ass, you can say, like you're being like snooty and smart. Snart.
Okay,
snart.
Well, I'll let you have that and we'll call it even. How about
okay,
that?
Okay, I like that. She wasn't mad about the word I said
I'm
in
glad
English.
You've reached... I'm glad
well, that's
reached
like an English
rapprochement.
Up, so. This doesn't... But this doesn't
again,
make us even... but by the way, this does not make us even financially, just so that you know. That wasn't...
True.
That's not what
true.
You're meaning,
well,
I hope.
We'll discuss it later in a
oh.
To disagree
oh,
on
we
that
will.
One.
Yes, we will.
So we'll.
So anyway,
okay,
so she's at the olive bar. When you're there, your family.
It could, so clearly,
olive bar. When you're there, your family. They're being
when
sued.
You're
it's
when
tough.
You're if you're not there, you're poor. So then,
if you're there, your family. If you're not there, you're poor.
Yeah. Was she able to purchase them at all?
Well, yeah, when she poured some out, then she was okay. able
for
to purchase
homies.
It.
And that
so,
let
yeah,
you
yeah,
decide.
Yeah. Well, that was a big part of the back of the shirt that she was wearing.
Big part.
So, you know how trucks say,
yeah, walk us through the back of the shirt.
Right, because the first, just to
what
review,
exactly?
just to review, the whole front says, class of, no, it says, I am class, I love
class
of
97. Class of 97, been there, done that.
Which also sounds like conflicting ideas. It's almost like she loves it, but then she's like, I'm over it. She gets over there very quickly. Then on the back, there's a bunch of writing like soul searching.
So
Taco Bell forever.
You know how those long cars say this thing stops.
Long
this thing
cars.
Stops. This thing stops. As
particularly.
Wait, what thing stops?
Long cars. You know those long cars.
Wait, you know those long cars say this thing stops for stop sign.
Oh, okay, but you mean this truck. So when you're saying thing, you're meaning this truck stops
for stop signs.
For stop signs. Yes, yes.
Which is.
I'm not sure that's how the sign goes, but. I know that sometimes it'll say this truck makes wide turns. I know
right,
there's that.
Right.
Right?
When flashing.
Which I would probably put on the back of my shirt.
You have that's to brake when flashing.
Those long yellow
for school
cars
buses.
Say this one stops.
Long yellow,
stops
oh, school bus.
Right.
Long yellow car. Right. Yeah, here we call it a school bus.
A long yellow limousine.
Well, in France, we call it a bus. So okay. That's probably maybe where there's a bit of a
it's not too far
barrier.
Off.
Well, we call it a school bus also in France.
Wait, you just added school bus. Before you said bus, now you say they call it a school bus.
Bus.
Right. What do they call it?
A bus for schooling.
A wow. bus for schooling.
I don't know. I feel like we're saying the
changing.
Exact same thing.
So on the back, there's something about homies you were going to say?
So right. So this is... So you know how... there's those buses for school kids, and yes. They say this stops... At the sign for stopping.
Okay, I'm
and
just so not sure that that's how it worded, but okay.
And so her shirt said, this person will be stopping to pour one out for the homies.
Really?
Yes. It was the beginning
that.
Of the shirt.
And
yes.
You followed her closely
that was the
enough
beginning.
To read. You were able to read this when you were following her?
So we did sort of put on, we had hats in the back of the car, and DeMarco sure. gave me a quick haircut, so I looked a little
oh.
bit different.
Oh, wow. That's
it's
so,
really
I'm so
handy
jealous.
To have
how
him.
Nice. Yes.
Yeah, we did
just
have wigs. I said, just give me a
car
haircut,
haircut
quick. Yeah, well, it wasn't. Well,
so
it was
give me a quick haircut
relative.
And then a hat as well.
Yes. And then I did put a hat on top of it.
And
did,
why the I hat's like a disguise?
As a disguise.
Okay.
We followed her into Gelson's.
Uh-huh. She just, for the listeners, she used her fingers as feet, as legs, and just walked right in. You can hear it. Yeah, that's it. Uh-huh. It's a very good dramatic reenactment.
Thank you.
It is.
We scurried in behind her and then we stopped.
Okay.
Watched her, and so we had time to read her shirt at this point because the text was
I
so
see,
small.
So you straight up followed her, like you are right behind her.
Well, she did a couple of times. She said, "What are you two doing here?" And I said,
"Oh, so she spotted you. You were found out."
Well, yeah.
And she said you two, like she recognized you.
That's also true.
Well, yeah, because we'd been following all week, which is, I think, part
all
of why
week.
She was. Yeah, which I think is part of maybe why she said roll down the window. And she was
okay,
sort
so
of
then
like,
now things are coming clearer.
It
so
was a targeted attack.
You have been. Wait, no, she's saying oh. that she's saying that they followed her for a week. And that is maybe why she flips them off.
That could be a part of it, I assume, maybe.
I thought you were following her because she flipped you off.
Now she just said, well, we followed her for a week.
Well, no. That's correct.
I thought a week after the flip off.
No. So here's what happened. We were following her. She flipped us off. And because she flipped us off and it seemed like a targeted attack, we started following her some more. Right. So it was one of those things where we were doing it and then we had a reason to do it.
I feel like targeted attack.
And then we had a reason to do it.
Yeah.
Targeted attack is a strong word.
We're getting completely off track here, I think.
Are we? I'm just barely trying to get on the track. Desperately trying to get on the track.
Can I clarify all this?
Please.
I
feel like
please.
S'il vous plaît, and I don't even care.
That was actually perfect.
Oh, wow, congrats.
That was my really worst effort. Okay, go on.
So here's what happened. I was born in France.
Okay.
We're going all the way back. We have to. My parents were aristocrats.
Oh.
Mm. It really, really, there was an economy thing. They got ousted.
Oh, no.
Wow.
I hope not by Le Guillotin.
Oh, boy. You're in so much trouble.
Do you want me to leave?
I can fly home.
No, please. I'm
going
to need
a plane ticket.
I'm so sorry.
I'm happy to fly home.
You're out of line.
I shouldn't be doing
that. You really are out of line.
I'm out of line.
I joined the military.
Right.
Admiral class.
Okay.
Which was pretty.
Now, wait a minute. Army. Are there admirals in the army? I thought that was Navy.
Well, she did.
I'm in the military in France. That was a big swing.
Before you said French army. You remember you asked her if you were in the French army. And you said yes.
Bombardiers.
Well, I'm trying to be agreeable.
Bombardier.
Bombardier. Oh, you too.
I can't help it now.
Oh my
god. Now it's like church giggles.
Listen, I think, can I join you in the void here? Because I'm not liking the energy.
Come to
this
the Fear Alley. It's actually nice.
Do we have time for me to head over there?
I'm trying to set the record straight. You were born in France. You were an admiral. Then what happened?
Then I meet my now deceased husband.
Right. Mm-hmm. What was his name? Mm-hmm. What was his name? Hmm.
Oh, okay. That's very French. Honestly, that is very French.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is.
Hmm? Martin was his name. Yeah. No, it was
I see.
Martin.
I bet that happened a lot to him.
I bet people did.
Never knowing if they were calling him or just having one thought.
He was in boats. So the fact that he died on one was
in boats.
Pretty.
He was in the boat business.
Yes. He was in the boat business.
Right.
Uh-huh. Heard of him?
No, I have not.
Well, to be honest, now I'm wondering if I have, because how many times have I heard someone go, and they might have been talking about him.
That's true. Well, if you've ever heard somebody say that on a boat, they likely were referring to him. He sort of, any boat that you can think of. Any boat you can think of.
Huge
what
in the boat
the
industry.
Sail.
Well, yes.
Row.
Yes.
Tug.
Not as big in tug, but would do tug.
Big in tug, but would do tug. Careful.
Would can do tug.
Just to be clear.
Can do tug. If one came on his sales floor, he absolutely could.
On the sales floor. So wait, he would sell any kind of, he had a sales room. Filled with any kind of boat you can imagine.
He very rarely was on the sea.
Right.
It was mostly they would then sort of scoot them out to to the water.
What was this a personal boat, the craft that he was on that he lost his life accidentally on? Was that his boat or was this someone else's boat?
It was someone else's boat.
Okay.
Mine.
Oh, it was your boat.
It was your boat. So it was essentially, okay, what was the name of the boat? You know, boats always have
names. So you were a married couple, but you had individual boats.
Yeah, if he's a boat guy, then that tracks.
There's probably boats all over the place.
It was a joke we often had because I bought my boat from someone else.
And so it was
sounds like more than a joke. That sounds like it was probably bad blood. Some jealousy.
Well, see, this is, it's so funny because you're starting to sound like the detective that was on the case.
That's interesting.
This is hilarious. Mm-hmm. No, but we loved it. It was sort of a joke that we do is we'd go out to dinner.
Oh, you tell it at dinner parties and
things
like that.
And we'd go, he's with me because I'm an admiral in the army and I'm not going to call him out on all the oil he's dumping. I'm with him because he's wealthy and I'm going to kill him is what I kept saying.
It was a bit multiple that we would people do. Heard you joke, say this,
which is why I thought you two were married because of all the banter that you were doing and sort of you were yelling at each other at one point. I said, that's love because that's sort of what we would do with each other.
We did never threaten to kill each other.
Never happened.
And it's one of those things where it's so hard because then when he died, everyone looked at me and I had to clear the air by saying, wasn't me. And then it sort of that sort of deflated everything, because as soon as I said it wasn't me, then there was no way anybody could legally tie it to me, because if you're married, you can't have done it.
What, in France? Is that how it works?
Well, just in general. It's that rule of, you know, like if you're married to somebody, then you can't have legally be culpable.
Wow, I bet the show Dateline is so frustrating in France.
Yeah, Dateline is so great right. in France. It's this... It's this tiny little guy with a crazy mustache. And he sort of gets people all together and he goes, who did it? And everybody goes, not me. And then he figures it out.
Wow.
Sometimes that is they're on very a train. Different. Often they're in a room.
That's very different.
Then Dateline here?
Yes.
Really?
Well, I would say so.
Yeah, I think so. Here it's a white-haired man who talks in such a strange way.
Very strange.
Yeah. Huh.
And seems to get very excited by... you know, crime in general. And when the, and when the plot thickens, seems to really relish it.
He loves it so much.
I see. Well, and it's interesting because that sort of feels like what CSI is like in...
In France?
So, all right. Now, here's what I feel like everyone might be thinking.
Yes.
Sure.
I feel like you killed your husband.
Me?
Oh, Joan, yes, I didn't think you were going to say it.
Whoa.
Here, no. Listen, I'm cutting to the chase. No. Babe.
Oh, dear.
Okay, I'm going to need your credit card because I'm going to have to book a ticket home.
I'm not the one doing it.
Please, it's just starting to get juicy. I feel like he's Morrison.
It's just your what?
It's just starting to get juicy.
Oh, it's just starting.
What did you think I said?
It's just our need to get juicy.
We just need to get juicy.
Here, I'll crack open. There's a pineapple juice in here.
No, please don't.
Oh, I opened it. I don't know what you want me to do.
You can do it.
Do you not want it?
I don't want to pay for it.
Right. Okay. I'm going to pour it in the toilet. I'm so sorry. Well, then next time somebody tries to flush.
You're not Canadian, are you?
Me?
By any chance? But pouring foodstuffs in the toilet.
Is that what Canadians do?
That does happen in Canada, but I'm not Canadian. I'm French.
They don't have a lot of garbage disposals up there.
So often what will happen is you'll pour it. If you don't have a carburetor, you just pour it in the toilet.
Wow.
Yeah, if you don't have a carburetor.
Is that not a thing here?
Yes, it's invented by Victor Garber.
What do you call it?
Well, it's called a garbage disposal. Thank you.
I feel like I'm learning a lot today.
I'm glad.
Thank you.
So, okay, you killed your husband and...
I did not kill my husband. And I said it so I can't be tried.
I thought so too. But you know what? Also so interesting, she's very calm about being accused of it. So I don't really know what that means.
I get it. I get it.
All right. Well, at least that helps me because you have to at least understand.
You gotta get it.
Listen, it seems like a cut and dry case. It does.
Anybody that looks at, and you sound exactly like every single person that investigated or watched it on the news or took that Facebook poll.
Oh, right. Thank you.
So I understand. I truly do. But here's the thing.
I can't believe we didn't miss this. This sounds like it was sort of a big deal.
I didn't do it and I couldn't have done it.
I know,
but if it was Facebook, I don't know. Sometimes.
French Facebook, sure.
On French Facebook, it was a really big deal, but I couldn't have done it.
Because?
Because somebody's name.
Oh, boy.
Somebody's mother once said that I have got three kids and they're all with me at home. It's North.
Oh, no, not this one.
North, South, and Suzanne. And so then, so we were all home. Do you know what my other brother's name is?
It's somebody, okay? It's somebody, Susan.
You get
it. And people, please stop posting this nonsense.
Do you remember Somebody Susan with Brooke Shields?
I love that show.
So good. So good.
I preferred Suddenly Susan.
Suddenly Susan. And so maybe you are getting the French channel because for us it was.
Oh, maybe I am.
For us it was Something Susan as well.
Yes. Uh-huh. And it was this stand-up comedian and his three friends.
Yes.
The one guy who would always just barge into the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody Susan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so
Somebody
that.
Susan.
And so that was my brother Somebody and then me
okay.
Susan.
Okay. So that's your motive? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's your alibi. Sorry, what a terrible mistake. I was at home. So your reason for not killing him is because of your brother, Somebody?
It's because I was at home with my brother, Somebody,
okay,
and North and South, and me, Susan.
Okay,
we were all at home at the time,
right?
And the door was locked from the inside, and all there was a mirror. and a saw. And so there had to be, and so there was no way that we could have escaped, is because there was a room with no windows and no doors. And all there was in the room with me and my siblings and my mother was a mirror and a saw.
In this room, was there a bag of grain, a fox, and a chicken?
How did you know?
This sounds familiar to me. Yeah. So you follow the jogger for a week.
We follow the jogger for a week. Because here's the thing. I've learned all of my English from CSI Miami. Yes. Sometimes for fun. And this is sort of something that me and Condamarco will do for fun is we'll sort of just sort of pick somebody at random and we'll follow them just to sort of get in the head of like, what if somebody...
Oh, so, did this have anything to do with the jogger flipping you off?
Well, so this jogger, I guess, sort of noticed... Well, I guess
had
if I could think about it...
you off prior to you following
we
her.
We need to nail down the timeline
we
here,
We really
Susan.
Do.
Yeah, maybe... So I guess now if I'm thinking about it, it's so funny that you say that because I guess she sort of maybe not flipped us off directly, but sort of had noticed maybe us following her and had maybe come up to us and said, like, are you following me?
Oh, boy.
And we sort of came up to her and was like, us? I don't think so, but we were, and that was a lie. And if I get caught, I'm fine saying it, which is how you know I didn't kill my husband.
Right.
It's because if I got caught killing my husband, I would just say it.
Right.
You know what I mean? So she caught us. Yeah.
No, go on.
Are you talking about my ex?
No, I'm sorry. Not. Sorry. No, you thought I was saying,
Do you call a dead husband an ex-husband or a deceased husband?
We don't usually that.
I don't talk
about. I mean, you could.
I suppose.
You could.
Well, I am.
Okay.
My ex-husband. And that's mostly because he tried divorcing me right before we got. And
he tried
to do what?
Oh, did I not mention that earlier?
Well,
we were in divorce proceedings.
Oh, I see. No, you did not mention that.
Well, did you? You might have. Anyways, it was all eclipsed by the fact that you then said that he was dead, and it seemed quite apparent that you might have had something to do with it because you said it was a tragic boat accident.
No, I did. Well, see, I was so distraught because he was trying to leave my ass. So I really, it was one of those. Okay. So it was one of those things where
I had nothing to do with. Did you end up?
That's why I went home.
I mean, not like it's any of my business, but did you end up having sort of a real big windfall? Financially after he died.
Are you saying did I inherit all of his money?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, only most of it.
Okay. Which again, you'd think.
But here's the thing: I have an alibi. My mother and all of my siblings.
Right.
No, I know. Right. And you mentioned that
the fox, the grain,
the fox, the grain, the mirror, the saw,
north, south, somebody,
Susan.
I mean, I guess it all adds up,
but it's really tough. You can't ask any of them.
Because
they're deceased.
Oh, come on. Oh,
your whole
now.
Family is
this
deceased.
When did this happen?
Right after my husband died. And
like
people
instantly?
Started asking them. Well, no, people started asking them for my alibi. And then unfortunately, all of them passed away.
Oof. Boy, I am getting That's creeped tough. Out. Now it's Fear That's Alley really in here,
it's
Doug.
So
I got to tell you.
No, it's not Fear Alley in here. Here, have a bag of chips.
No, wait. Please now stop. I don't want anything.
When
that
you
she's
take things
stop
off of the sensors.
It's only $7.
You said it's fine. Keep your finger on the sensor.
That doesn't always work, Doug. It doesn't always work.
It does if you stay there.
Well, eventually you have to close the...
Eventually, you have to leave the room.
Well, somebody else's finger has to take over.
Oh my gosh!
I feel like we're getting so off track.
Yes.
No, you trade with someone else.
What about just putting a rock or a different bottle?
How do you
a
rock? Oh, I always try. I never go check into a hotel without my. My mini bar
Your rock sensors.
Yeah.
That's really smart. Can I write that down? Can I use that?
Yes, please. I wish you would. With my compliments.
Well, wonderful. I feel like we're getting deeply off track here.
I just think we're getting very close to the truth, and this is what's becoming uncomfortable. So, Bert, I don't know.
But here's the issue.
I don't know. Okay.
Is that this woman flipped me and my husband off in the car.
Yes, because you were following her for a week.
Well, sure, but it is unbecoming to flip somebody off.
I
in
agree
our
with
town?
That.
Okay,
I
but
agree, I agree
if
with
it's
that.
Unprovoked, but I believe she was provoked.
But
let me,
let's get to the other part of your post, because you did say that you saw later that day.
Sure.
You saw her flipping off every single car that
every
passed
every single
her.
Car that passed, which was our car going
detail.
Back and forth and
oh
back and
God.
Forth.
Oh, that's
so.
Loophole.
What I will
Didn't
say
even
is,
think
we were
loophole.
Sort of trying
yes,
to.
It is.
Well, she's smart, so we were sort of trying to. We were trying to speed up and go. And
you mean the
hats
didn't
her.
Work as a disguise?
Well, and it was crazy because we would sort of. He'd give me another trim, and we put on different hats.
Oh, that's why you're.
You must have been almost. Yeah.
Okay, you're wearing that wig. Yeah, I was wondering. I feel like we could say
no
it now.
Hair
and I thought maybe there was like an illness
of course,
or something.
Of course.
Well, nobody commented on my haircut, but yes, I do have almost no
you
hair.
Very little.
We just
left.
Trim a little bit every time we were trying to trick her.
Yeah,
and It really was. And so this is making us sound scary and creepy. I feel.
Yes, for absolutely. Sure.
I feel like right now we're and coming off scary and creepy. Yes. Let me ease your mind, okay?
Okay.
It wasn't. It really wasn't. It really wasn't. And want to know why? Because DeMarco and I were having so much fun.
Wow, that just makes it so
much
worse.
We were just having a ball. And listen, I think if motives are bad, sure. And I know a lot of people go, oh, well, it doesn't matter the motive. If somebody was feeling scared or creeped out, then it doesn't matter. And I'm here to let you know, we were having the time of our lives, yeah, all of, three of us.
So then why? So then why go on to the app then and post in at all about how annoying and awful this was if you were having the time of your life?
You're posting this and you're saying, what does anyone know what the story is with this woman?
We were having the time of our lives until we started getting flipped off. And then it just became
that sounds like the majority of the time you were getting flipped off.
Really, all week we were having a blast. It's sort of, you know, she would be laughing watching TV. We'd laugh because she was having fun. And we were having fun watching her have fun.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Right. I think a lot of times people throw out that word.
Why again? Why did you start following this person?
I know.
Because this is a thing that you routinely do, is like you pick a
That's
person to follow?
That's what it sounds like.
Well, we routinely pick this woman and follow her.
Oh, it's
and,
always her.
This is
yes, just. Well, and here's why. Woman. Because, and can I say something? She posted something really horrible on Facebook.
Oh boy.
About being sure that this crazy person in France killed their husband and is now in our town.
So she somehow knew about you.
Well, yeah.
She had followed your story.
Well, DeMarco and I met when I was in prison briefly in France.
Okay, I'm sorry. What?
Well, yeah.
I definitely skipped that part, Susan.
Did I?
You yes. really did.
Okay, so remind me, I mentioned I got dishonorably discharged from the military.
You did nope, not didn't mention, mention that. No. That.
Did no, I not did say not any
up.
Of this?
Nope, didn't come up.
When I was being held for murder for
nope,
my husband?
Nope.
And then it was a big misunderstanding.
You just simply said absolutely nobody, nobody can say that I did it.
Well, and, nobody can say that I did
right,
it.
Right, but clearly somebody did. Yeah. Many people did. And you were incarcerated.
Are you saying it was a big misunderstanding that you went to jail for murder?
A massive misunderstanding that I went to jail for 6 years for murder.
6 years.
That's not bad.
A huge.
Yeah, how did you get out?
I can think of a few people I'd kill for 6 years.
Double Jeopardy.
Wow, Bert.
I was watching a lot of CSI in the
you learned all the terms.
Slammer. Mm. And so I learned all of the terms. I made my case and I said, literally, if he's my husband, I can't be tried for the crime if I've already been tried for the crime.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Well,
none of this makes sense.
So you were tried almost twice for this crime?
No, I was tried twice for the crime. The first time they tried me and I was able to get off. Right. And then they tried me again. They said that there was new evidence. There actually wasn't new evidence.
And you said you can't.
And so I said you can't do that.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because of double jeopardy. And so I didn't do it. I'm not sure.
It still doesn't necessarily mean you didn't do it, but because I still think you did it.
So that's really interesting. Will that hold up in a court of law?
Yeah, I feel confident saying you killed your husband. Sure.
Why? What evidence do you have?
Doug, what
do
you...
Everything you've said to us?
Everything.
Everything that I've said to you?
Well,
everything that I've said to you is evidence?
We don't want to get her angry.
You don't need evidence to think something.
That's true.
I flew here, business class, racked up a $12,000 bill on
$1,000?
How did it get to $12,000?
Out of the kindness of my heart.
Oh,
well,
my
I upgraded
God.
What were those snacks?
Upgraded.
You upgraded to first?
Yeah. And they said there's a seat up here. You don't even have to upgrade. And I said, no. Charge me what you would charge me for a full round trip ticket because you work too hard. Because I spend time in the salon now, I know what the service industry
is. And you paid for snacks and tips on top of that.
Oh yeah.
Gosh.
I had to.
All right. Well, Susan, I think we have to let
you go. Yeah, we have to stop because this is costing me money. Like literally every minute. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we just need to, I need to stop the bleeding.
Are you guys feeling okay? We should get massages. I ordered us massages.
Oh no!
They said there was a credit card on file already. We didn't even.
Hey, we are not doing the massages. We are our card is almost maxed out. I don't know what I'm going to do.
I don't know. This is like
I need to call and cancel it. Is what I need to do.
I can't believe all these. This is the swankiest Hampton Inn I've ever stayed in. It has all these services.
It's really nice. You just got to know who to ask. They don't typically have these services.
Somebody you go off menu. All right. Well, listen.
Somebody at the front desk is going to be giving those massages. Don't worry, we're paying them very well.
Susan, before we push you out of the room, what would you like to say? Is there anything you'd like to say to this woman that you've besmirched on the neighbor app?
Yes, absolutely. And so I just take it you guys are saying right now that you're like very pro this person.
I don't know. I don't want to take it.
It does sound like she was targeted and yes. and was the target, not the other way around.
Yes.
Well, I guess if you guys are so pro this person, all right, fine. I guess I'll apologize.
Okay.
Casey Anthony, I'm going to go ahead and apologize to you right now. I guess I'm sorry that we followed you and that it was, I guess, inappropriate. It seems like you got a lot of fans here on this pod.
Okay.
And
so
I'm
going to
go
right.
ahead and I'm going to apologize all for right. following you. It seems like she
really set us up there. And I had no idea that
can I say one
she
thing?
Lives
oh, sure.
In this
yes, Doug, what? Please. Bleh. Bleh. Are you saying blue in a French accent or are you being
that,
Dracula?
Isn't that French?
I thought that was a ghost and so I wasn't going to get mad about it and now I feel like I should be offended by it.
What were you saying?
Bleu. Like blue cheese? Like bleu?
Isn't that French?
Bleu?
I mean, B-L-E-U? Is that what you're saying?
Bleu?
I don't know how to spell it.
Well, would you like to know how we say it in France?
Yes.
Blue.
Okay. That can't be right.
That can't be right.
That's how Horatio, what was his last name?
Kane
says it. I just, and that's why you think it's what they say in
France.
I
completely forgot that his name was Horatio Kane.
Okay, well, I guess I have one question then.
Oh boy.
Am I problematic?
You are. And you're not even a fave. You're just problematic.
Not even fun problematic.
Wow, that's really tough. Not even fun problematic.
Sometimes we've had that on here. It takes all kinds, except this one. True. I don't know. I don't know. This is really problematic.
You're truly problematic. Yikes.
I am $12,000 in the hole. Okay. Yeah. So I guess.
I wouldn't even put as that I always at number say, one.
Well, then I guess.
Yeah, this person's a murderer.
In my own personal life, yes.
I'm not a murderer. I said I didn't do it, and I said oops. Right. So
they came. You killed your husband in cold blood, and you owe me a lot of money.
Yeah.
So best of luck to you, as I always say to all of our guests.
Best of luck to you.
And please leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. You always say that to your guests?
We always do.
Okay, well.
Just the first part.
Then I guess on the way out, I'll say, I'm sorry. On the way out, I'm just going to say sorry.
Yeah, she did make an adorable face, but it's not going to fool me.
Lower lip came out.
Lower lip.
Yeah.
It's not going to fool me. All right.
Keeps doing it. All right.
All right, off you go.
All right.
Off you
well,
go.
Well, okay. more When the Neighbor Listen returns.
This was fun. Bye.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Cookbook, $8. All kinds of good cookbooks. I know I just said cookbook, but actually I have a lot of cookbooks. All kinds of good cookbooks. Ice cream cookbook, Halloween cookbook, sauce cookbook, Christmas cookbook, best love recipe, secret restaurant recipe, many, many. Now, I stopped there because I actually passed out when I was first typing this because I was going through the Halloween cookbook, and let me tell you all, there are some terrifying recipes in there. If you look at the picture, first of all, in this post, it's a terrifying witch made from raspberries and green frosting, but it's terrifying. But the one that really made me pass out was the Exorcist recipe, which is just made from carving a face in a burnt potato, and let me tell you, the picture just knocked the wind out of me. And you wouldn't believe that there's an ice cream cookbook, but it really is. It's the biggest one that I own. What's funny is you don't cook at all when you're making ice cream. You know what I mean? Many, many.
And welcome back to The Neighborhood Listen. Well, that was chilling, Joan.
That's the word for it. I honestly think that she's probably killed not once, but many times.
Absolutely. For sure.
makes me question doing this podcast where I invite these people into my home, because now, I mean, in this case, I'm in a hotel room. Thank God.
How could we know? How could we know? It seems so simple.
Well, I know.
I really wanted to hear about this lady that was flipping people off, but now
it's I did too.
Just Susan and DeMarco. Should we worry about his health and safety?
I'm not sure. I feel like they deserve each other. Everything I've heard.
I don't know. That salon is very successful.
Oh, well, now we can say it. Salon.
As much bleu, French bleu, pronunciation as we want.
Bon appétit.
Ooh la la. Bleu.
Is that what you were going for?
Bleu.
Yeah, bleu.
That just kind of sounds like you're a lazy bleu. Vampire.
Did Dracula ever say that?
I know. Did he ever? He must have said it somewhere.
Did he ever announce his intention? I want to suck your blood.
So wait, sure.
Where
on.
Do we get that? Where does that come from?
Why would you warn someone like that?
Also, are you saying Dracula just walked around saying blue?
Oh, could have been.
Great glue.
Blah.
Blah. Blah. Oh, Dracula.
Oh, Dracula. You nut.
Dracula.
Well, we always do one more post.
Dracula.
This one comes from Frank. And there's a picture.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. So we have one final post.
Is that okay, Bert? Do I do that?
Yes, absolutely. You just launched right in. We have time for one more post from the neighbor happen. Here it goes.
Yes.
If you want to send us posts that we may have missed from the neighbor hap, do a screenshot and send it to us at burntandjoan@gmail.com.
So this is a picture that Frank posts. It's of what looks like a really badly burned steak on some rice. Mm-hmm. It does not look appetizing. I'm going to be honest.
Okay, thank you for your
It says,
candor.
My son just presented me with this absolutely amazing spiky. I looked up when I thought I could. My son just presented me with this absolutely amazing spicy steak and rice. He calls it tectonic steak. Because I guess the rice is supposed to resemble the magma under the tectonic plates, and the steak is supposed to be the plates, even though it's also on a plate. If anyone is interested, please PM me for the recipe.
What?
Would you ever want the recipe for that?
Even the rice looks burnt.
It looks awful. It's supposed to be magma burnt.
This food looks like it was found somewhere.
Magma. Yes, it does. Or it looks like play food, like fake toy food.
Although, you know what? I have not eaten lunch yet, and it's actually making me hungry.
You're kidding.
I swear
Bert,
to God.
Why didn't you eat lunch again? You need to remember to eat lunch.
Side
you just really do.
I know.
I just have never seen a post like this before. Listen, I'm really glad that Frank is so proud of his kid.
I
like imagining that the kid is like 7.
Yeah.
But what if the kid is like 45?
That's interesting.
It could be.
45.
Because otherwise.
Yeah.
Because maybe this is the first time Frank has been proud.
Right.
You know.
Oh, wow, that's bleak. So how old is Frank? 70?
Yeah, about.
And then his 45-year-old son, this is the first time he's proud of him as he makes this shit meal. Frank takes a picture of it, posts it online. I mean, I suppose that's possible.
I mean, I'm very curious to know if anyone would PM him for the recipe. I know we don't get into comments, but
it seems to just be meat on top of some rice.
Yeah, like what would the
I
recipe
I think I have
be?
The recipe.
Well, because it's called spicy. He said it was spicy steak.
But I mean, you're just naming something.
You're just grabbing something from the old spice rack and just sprinkling it on there.
It's some leathery steak on top of some burnt rice.
Listen, right. Frank, we don't mean to diss on your son, but this one just sort of...
If he is a child.
If he's a child,
sure.
This is adorable.
Great job.
Now the dog has brought a chew toy into the room.
Where did he get it?
Also, I just think wood floors in a hotel are a terrible idea.
Yeah, me too. Well, you know what that sound means. It's time for us to wrap it up. So thank you all for listening. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at The Neighborhood Listen, and where we post pictures of the posts that we read on the podcast. And we will see you next time on The Neighborhood Listen. And until then, bye.
And bye. the posts used in this episode were real. Only some geographical specifics have been changed.
The Neighborhood Listen is hosted and produced by me, Paul F. Tompkins.
And me, Nicole Parker.
And me, Brett Morris.
This episode's guest was played by Vic Michaelis. The Neighborhood Listen is a production of Comedy Bang Bang World.
Go to cbbworld.com to unlock the entire history of the show, ad-free, as well as brand new full-length bonus room episodes exclusive to Maxima subscribers. Your support keeps the show going.